Again, good morning to you. It's good to be with you and good to have you with us. What a great gathering of the Church of Prayer this day. This 20th Sunday of Ordinary Time. It starts with the prophet Isaiah, our readings do, when he proclaims, "My house will be a house of prayer for all people." And so there's the dream, right? A gathering of all people under the one God. Now, the Hebrews, the chosen race, recognized that they were chosen not to be special or because they were special, but chosen to be instruments of God. Not that others would join them necessarily or become them, but that others would be led to God through them. And so we see the prophets frequently railing against the people because of their infidelity to the covenant, because they are not being models that would inspire others to come to God. What we are struck with, though, in the prophecy of the Hebrew Scriptures is a constant message of hope, a call to justice and mercy and love. The central message of all the prophets is that the love of God is for all people to be experienced and to be lived. That's the dream. We call it the kingdom of God come on earth as it is in heaven. It would be a time of unity when people are accepted in their diversity and their cultural identity, such as the woman in today's gospel. Now, the harshness of the exchange between Jesus and this woman illustrates to us the severity of division and hatred amongst the peoples and prejudices that were there for generations. You recall the Canaanites were perhaps the first enemy of Israel as they entered the land. We see such division in our time as well. But part of the message of our gospel today is that Jesus and the woman were able to overcome such prejudice and division through love and compassion. Her relentless pursuit on behalf of her daughter is one lesson here. I imagine that Jesus had a conversation with his disciples over dinner that night, using this lady as an illustration to them, that his followers must have a passionate, relentless pursuit for justice. It should characterize his followers then. It must characterize his followers today. And Jesus responds to her, a pagan woman, "O woman, great is your faith." Now, unfortunately, judgments and divisions and exclusions are still operating in our communities today. People oftentimes excluded because of race, ethnic origin, gender, class, ability or interests, culture, or religious or political perspective, and included only because they're able or willing to conform to discriminatory standards. We have a lot to learn in this area. We live in a time when some say, if you don't hold the same values or understandings that I do, you are unfaithful or not a true believer. Sometimes the accusations are even worse. They maintain that you are actually a threat to religion and its values. The disparity in esteem for religious values of others not only exists between diverse cultures, but is found within religious denominations, Catholics included. The attitude is contrary to authentic biblical faith, as seen in today's readings, and is a violation of the right to freedom of religion that we often pray for. The Canaanite woman teaches us that faith is always shown in a tenacity for justice, peace, and unity. Judgments and divisions cannot be accepted, cannot be tolerated. We are called to be as tenacious as this woman, especially achieving healing within our own families, within our own community and church, and then to work for such solidarity throughout the world. Now, the story does warn us that the answer might not come quickly. But don't give up. Use all of your wisdom and creativity to achieve, with God's help, that healing which brings about reconciliation and healthy relationships. The challenge these readings give to us today are obvious to all. Observe what is right, do what is just. They have to do with how we identify ourselves in relationship with others. They pose questions to us, such as, do we see the world in terms of divisions and differences, or a process of growing unity, a movement towards the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven? How does our membership in the body of Christ speak to our relationship, especially with those who do not look like us, or talk like us, or act like us, or worship with us? Whose burden must we bear? Who is my brother? Who are our sisters? As human beings, we share one and the same birthright and vocation, to love and be loved as God's chosen. This is God's justice. Now, Jesus entered pagan territory knowing it would give his disciples a lesson on the universal love of God. And although his mission, as he states, was primarily to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the Holy Spirit has guided the church towards a fuller realization that he came for everyone, to save everyone. Biblical faith does not allow us to exclude anyone from our circle of love and care. In our second reading, Paul shares this same hope as he speaks of the reconciliation of the world. And this Canaanite woman challenges us to be tenacious to this end. We pray for the coming of the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, and we believe that the grace of God is sufficient to make it happen. Our opening prayer was, fill our hearts, we pray, with the warmth of your love, so that loving you in all things and above all things, we may attain your promises, which surpass every human desire.